There's no conflict that can't be ended. Rather, the challenge is to figure out how to hasten its end. That's a view held by U.S. Senator George Mitchell. After representing the state of Maine from 1980 to 1995, he's played a key role in addressing international conflicts, such as peace negotiations in Northern Ireland that resulted in the Good Friday Agreement. Most recently, he was appointed by President Obama to serve as the United States Special Envoy for Middle East Peace from 2009 to 2011. I caught up with the senator, still in Maine, and wondered how he thinks the U.S. will confront current and future conflicts abroad.
What role do you think the U.S. and the current administration has to play in working to end international conflicts and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict in particular?
With respect to international conflicts, while the United States is the dominant military and economic power in the world and will be called upon and implored to get involved in conflicts that occur and will continue to occur around the world, we have to be very careful in assessing when it is in our interest and when not to intervene in conflicts around the world. There are 7 billion people in the world, soon to be nearing 10 billion, and increasing conflict is inevitable, particularly for land, for resources, for economic and political power, and we'll be asked to get involved almost everywhere. So I think one of the most important decisions American presidents are going to have to make over the next half century is when and where to intervene, and we have to do it based on a calculation of our national interest first and foremost. With respect to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, I think it is in our interest to play a role, and indeed I think the conflict cannot be solved without sustained and direct American involvement and support. While it's been very difficult, we've now had 10 presidents, 20 secretaries of state, 12 Israeli prime ministers, and innumerable envoys like me that have gone over there and not succeeded in bringing it to an end. I think it will ultimately end, and we should do all we can to hasten it. And I don't think it can be done without that American involvement. I think the outlines of an agreement are pretty clear. They've been set forth by President Clinton, among others. Getting the parties to there is the hardest part, and it will be very difficult because both societies are divided. There are strong political views on all sides of the issue and a lot of internal disagreement on both sides, but I think that strong and courageous leaders can bring it to an end, and I believe that in time they will see it in their self-interest and do so.
You mentioned that the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is one where the United States does have national interests and should be involved. Are there any other international conflicts or issues that you think the United States should have a hand in, either that it already does or that it should be getting involved in that benefits the national interest?
Well, I think we do have an interest in the resolution of the conflict in Syria, although how you go about acting to deal with that is a question that is now being debated. I do not favor direct American military intervention in Syria. The President and the Secretary of State have suggested in recent weeks that there may be a basis for stepping up American assistance in non-military forms to the rebel groups that are trying to unseat the current government. I think it's just a matter of time until the current government is replaced. It's a dual challenge to accomplish that, but then there's a very real challenge of what happens thereafter. History is replete with examples of very bad governments that were overthrown by revolution, only to be replaced by worse governments. The best and most recent example, of course, is Russia, where people suffered for centuries under the czars, and then Bolshevik Revolution occurred, and they had the murderous regime of Joseph Stalin. Not many people would argue that was an improvement. So you've got to be careful about how you proceed in these matters and not to get the United States entangled into another decades-long conflict there unless it's absolutely necessary. And at this point, I don't think it is in Syria. I think we should increase what we're doing, but not engage in direct American military intervention.
Senator Mitchell joins Baylor University President Ken Starr for the On Topic series Tuesday, April 16th at 7 in Waco Hall. For KWBU, I'm Becky Fogle.